T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Do you worry at all that the findings could, in some people's mind, attach an asterisk to that Red Sox championship?
It just left me more confused than ever.
We ask our fans to reserve judgment until the investigation is completed.
Do you believe there is a chance these whispers from Rochi and Merloni and others could be true?
Hearing more and more that the MLB investigation into the 2018 Red Sox not turning up a lot. Not done yet, though.
Listen, I would say I'm hearing the same thing.
Let's put Fourier in there, who completely flip-flop from one day to the next.
They already have the answers to the test. I believe they know that Alex Cora did nothing here with the Red Sox.
And he'll probably flip-flop again tomorrow. That's all we love.
Now let's move on to the other issue in regard to Bill Belichick.
What? I'm sorry.
A source told me today that after he was forced to trade Jimmy Garoppolo to San Francisco, he inquired about coaching jobs with the New York Giants and the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, this is another with no sources, right?
If I was hearing it, I'm sure other people were hearing it.
Right now.
Where's Verlander? He can't shut him up! Where's his comments now?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Amazing, in a world where journalism is dying, that we have these journalists popping up out of nowhere now.
Bang, bang, bang. Here I am. I got a scoop. I got two.
Everybody's
got a source. Boom.
Everybody's got a source.
Everybody's got a source.
You know, it's crazy. Everybody does got a source. Everybody's got a different point of view. But I just want to start the show because I feel like something's missing.
Something is missing.
Do you feel weird walking in this afternoon?
It's been, 9 or 10 years? That this has happened, where we sit here on the week of conference championship, and we're sitting here going, "Oh, this is how the rest of the world lives."
Talking baseball, you mean?
Yeah, talking baseball.
baseball, baby. I tell you what.
I told you all they needed was a good scandal.
Talking baseball.
And I kind of like it. Am I?
No.
Do people
be doing
hate
this
me now
in
for
two
saying
or three
this?
Weeks right now? You wouldn't rather be talking about an AFC title game right now, tomorrow, Sunday?
I like the week I just told him. Yeah. He doesn't worry about it. It's not baseball. It's like you during baseball season when you have to call the game or you do the baseball show. We're working every weekend.
We're into the games, four hours before,
4 hours after, driving up to the city. Like, it's a pain in the ass.
This is okay every once in a while.
I kind of like it.
Isn't this okay every once in a while?
I feel like we needed a break.
So you guys are happy the Patriots lost?
I'm going to say it's yes.
I'm selfish. Yes.
I felt like, especially, I know why I'm kind of happy, secretly happy, once I got over it after like 24 hours. But there needs to be a resetting of appreciation. I'll call it that. Especially for the fans. You've been spoiled forever. You've gotten everything you've ever wanted. You just assumed that they were going to be in the AFC championship game either home or away. So this year, you don't have it. This year, you got baseball cheating scandal. It's fun. It's interesting.
It's cute, but it isn't.
Yeah, it's like a cute little team. That Glenn always talks
We've
about.
We've got a cute little team.
It filled the void for a small period of time, and now you're jonesing for some football. You're jonesing. You're having like withdrawals of the Patriots. You're like, where's the barbecue? Get the RV ready. Who's got the ticket?
I am looking forward to Sunday, though. I'll tell you that.
I am.
I kind of like the 3:30 stuff. I like that time zone.
You do that every year. The difference
I know, but he's saying he likes it.
Yeah, it's good. I know, but I'm just saying I like it.
Yeah,
it's good. Thank you for making that clear.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought Lou was saying something was new this year.
I like it.
Oh, how about this new 3:06?
I like it better than the 8:30 start, Saturday night, whatever the hell that thing is. I like 3:30, 6:30, sort of sitting there and around 10:15, it's over. You're like, beautiful. It's great. I like it. So I'm looking forward to Sunday. Because we got a little winter weekend there going on Saturday.
Yeah, how's that?
And then Sunday, I'm ready to go.
Can I see your questions? Huh? By the way, do you have your questions already formulated?
Yeah, it's good. All the important ones will be off the air.
All the important conversations. Yeah. Where is the winter weekend?
Springfield.
That would be MGM Springfield.
Okay, all right.
Yes, MGM Springfield.
And so are you like the host of some Q&A or are you just rolling around?
We've been
around?
Talking about this all week. Have you been paying attention?
I want to know what he is doing.
Oh, you want to promote
it? No, I don't want to promote it.
We'll be on the radio from 12 to 3.
Lou, the floor is yours.
And I believe it's me, Mutt, and Bradford. I don't know if it's the three of us the whole time.
The three amigos.
But I know I'm doing 12
again.
to 3. Yeah, and then we'll probably have people popping in and out. Hopefully, they'll be able to say a little bit more.
So you're not working,
which I doubt,
for NBC Boston.
No.
Are you doing any, back channeling for us? I mean, you have any of those secret dinners set up in some back room, some wine room, or some really?
Well,
there
might be some back room conversations.
And that's what I'm.
That may be the best
for.
Stuff of the weekend for Lou.
Yeah, that's the type of stuff
I'm not
we
sure
want.
We're going to get
be
a lot
of that. Yes,
I'm not sure we're getting a lot from 12 to 3.
You don't think Bradford is out, boots on the ground, kicking rocks and looking for that hardcore investigative reporting?
The great game of baseball has given me all kinds of...
He may be
they
looking
can't
for...
talk on the record.
They can't talk. They on can't the say anything.
Well, I know.
That's why
so
you
what?
Form... That's why
also,
opinions
the good stuff
can be
is off
formed,
the record.
Though.
All
opinions
the good stuff formed. Is off the record anyways.
No, here's the only thing they can say on,
why do
on the
I
record.
Why flip-flop so much?
They can say on the record that Alex Cora told them that he cheated his ass off in Houston and he's remorseful. They
and
can
that
say
they
that
absolutely
the
beat the Dodgers.
Yes, and they absolutely beat the Dodgers.
I had a guy.
So
the
they're
other...
willing to say that on the record.
Yeah.
By the way,
I'm really looking forward.
By
to
the
more.
Way, if the commissioner tells you that you can't say anything, there's a gag order.
Yeah.
Why would you give details of a private meeting that you had with Alex Cora?
It's not part of the investigation.
Wait a minute. It is part of the investigation. Nobody can talk about the Houston investigation. Cora's all over the Houston investigation. And yet the Red Sox decided they would carry on a private conversation and give it to the public.
But it's not about the Red Sox investigation.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to talk about the Houston investigation.
We ask our fans to reserve judgment until the investigation is completed.
I think the Astros stuff is about the penalties.
But they revealed that Cora told them
private
he was guilty as hell.
Yes, private
and that was a private conversation.
Yeah, well, they admitted that they had a private conversation, but they can't discuss what that conversation was about because there is another investigation that is ongoing regarding the Red Sox specifically.
Yeah. Yeah, but nobody in the league is supposed to talk about the results of the Houston investigation, which makes no sense to me. When the thing is over and you've already investigated, you've already come to a conclusion, why is it that...
They put gag orders on that in the NFL?
No.
I'm just, you know
when
what I mean?
Over,
once you conclude, say, the Flake Gate or whatever, Bounty Gate, nobody can talk about it.
They were all ripping Belichick.
Balls,
don't you remember
the
that?
The ball's on Manfred.
Nobody puts us in a corner, Lou.
That's
nobody,
what I mean.
Nobody puts
to
us
sit
in
there
a,
and say, listen,
we're tougher than
I
that.
I just came down with one of the biggest penalties in the history of baseball. And also, and at the end, I'm not going to let anyone talk about it.
Then what can we talk about?
Who the hell do you think you are? Why can't you talk about it?
It's a joke. They're all and the worst part about it is you're bringing out now old-time baseball players. This is going to get really bad because old-time baseball players now think they got screwed. Old-time pitchers are coming out of the woodwork, basically, and their kids are coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, their cousins.
And their cousins.
You know, this is what drives me crazy. This is so similar to Deflategate. Where every quarterback, in the beginning especially, when they Jerry Rice, you stick him. What? Now you're telling us you stick him? Aaron Rodgers.
No, I didn't.
Drew Brees. Kurt Warner. Yeah. Yeah, he comes on with us. I never said that. Oh, we have you on tape. Wasn't me. So, I just think
my twin brother.
So, all I see on Twitter is, I'm not taking it anymore. My uncle back in the 1980s, this guy did it in 85. The Dodgers are pissed. The Angels are pissed. I mean, it is kind of comical how it's everybody has a gripe now. Everybody's holding a grudge against something or against someone, against something in regards to this whole thing that
dumbasses.
Started in Houston. No, it's only, so what do you want? So, oh yeah, I know what everybody's got a story. Who's the guy that we played yesterday? Acho.
Emmanuel
Acho.
Yeah.
He played for Texas, and they played against the Alabama Crimson Tide in 2009 for the national championship. And he goes on, and he, you have it? Here's what he says.
Let me tell a story real quick, Laura. We went to the national championship game 2009, and it was public. It wasn't public. It was public to the team that for every interception a defensive back got, they were going to get $1,000.
Ooh, I like that.
For every pick y'all got against Alabama in the national championship game, you're going to get $1,000. Now, the difference is we just didn't do it publicly on the field.
See, so they're referencing, obviously, Odell Beckham, right? What he did in the money in the
yes,
field.
Yes, yes.
This jackass goes on national TV and says our 2009 national championship team, we were paying $1,000 for interceptions.
Yeah. And then he walks it back and said, hey, just want to clarify, nobody ever got any money. I never saw anybody get any money. But when every former player in any sport, they tell their own story, but then they embellish it, they exaggerate it. And maybe they're not even in the public eye. Maybe they're not even on TV or radio. They just embellish their own story. And if you do some digging, you find out they're full of crap. It's like they have some axe to grind or they want to be part of the story.
The whole
finally.
Thing's foolish. And this thing's going to continue on and on. I never thought I would see the day that I saw last night. I don't know if you guys were on the internet all night. Jess Mendoza is taking heat, and she's taking heat from those people who love her work and actually think right now she has a major conflict of interest and ESPN needs to do something. Remove her from her position.
Yes. One of two.
Why don't the, why don't the Mets do something? Well, it really should be the Mets because she works for the Mets. Birdie Van Wagen, they both went to Stanford, so they're buddies, right? So he was trying to do her a solid, kind of, you know, raise her status and give her more credibility as far as a front office person. So he includes her in some analytics and some behind the scenes type stuff. Nothing significant.
According to one site last night, at $350,000 to $400,000 a year. Nice little part time gig.
You go to Stanford, you're connected.
Yeah,
I think it's tired. I don't know, maybe we'll play the Jack McDowell stuff when we come back. I think it's tired.
What is tired?
It's back.
Who's
in the,
Jack McDowell?
He pitched a long time.
I mean, back, exactly. Back in the, you know, back in the early '80s,
hey,
we were doing this. We were doing that, and it's like, you know what?
When Gaylord Perry,
I don't give a rat's ass about people what they were and weren't doing before the memo went out.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't care. What are we going to do? Come out and
exactly.
say, I know a guy that took steroids in 98. I don't care.
Mouscarin would never
Zip
do
it.
This.
So you took signs in the 80s.
Yeah.
Fine. What do you think you people have been
is
doing?
Is that the Tony La Russa guy?
I was all hopped up on greenies in the freaking 90s. What do you want me to tell you? You know, we're stealing signs, too. All that stuff is gamesmanship. All that stuff is legal until the league says you can't do it anymore.
So
anything
excited.
Before that... Shut up!
I would even say this whole like I have this device on that's vibrates if somebody. Why is it not? Why is it illegal? No one said you couldn't do it. You're still trying to get the signs. I mean, technically, you could say that's bad ball. I mean, that's a bad look. But hey, so what? So what if I have some little device in my back pocket and it buzzes every time there's a fastball? Nobody says I can't do it. So even if they did have it, even if they were doing it, I get it. You don't like it. Fine. But nobody said you can. Then you know what? Then don't use binoculars. Don't use a cell phone. Don't use a video camera. Hey, you know, there's scouts in the stands and they got binoculars. They shouldn't use binoculars because it helps them see closer. Oh, they should probably get rid of binoculars.
I mean, it's just
what's
so
the freaking difference?
We're gonna go back to the 80s. You know, even if you want to go Deflategate, right? There was a time when the league said, okay, we're going to...
Oh, jeez. Hold on.
Like,
hold
I don't on. Care. Because it wasn't illegal. Like, it wasn't illegal. Like,
he does. Hey, hold on. You know when he's...
Guys are scuffing baseballs.
Here's the problem.
I mean, they're spitting
the
on baseballs.
Lou's losing his mind.
It is. Well,
I got the music playing.
He's not accustomed to talking baseball in January.
It's better. That's better. He got it.
Take a break.
He got it.
Take a break.
We'll be right back.
Somebody cool down Maloney.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There was a time when the league said, okay, we're going to put regulations on what the football can and can't be, right? 12.5 to 13.5. I don't want to hear in the 70s, I used to play with a ball with an 11. I don't give a shit. I really don't.
Jesus. Hold on.
Like,
hold
I don't on. Care because it wasn't illegal.
It's amazing. He gets to talk baseball and he gets to use.
I was watching football there.
As examples, football, which is unbelievable. You know it's like we're using examples of football now to talk about baseball.
Here's the funny thing about this. I don't even think he recognized that he did that.
No, he didn't. Matter of fact, just,
there's no stop sign.
I only notice
no.
it when you two look at me and laugh.
Yeah, yeah, that's my point.
Your eyes usually get big. Like, whoa!
And then we turn. Dumb, dumb, hit it.
But don't you feel that way or no?
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care about any of that stuff. I'm with you on that.
Like, I took amphetamines when I played.
Yeah.
When they made it a rule not to, I didn't.
Right.
So,
sure? You're sure?
Oh, you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm going to rat this place out. I'm going to whistleblow. I'm the whistleblower. In the late 90s, Maloney took amphetamines. I don't give a shit. Okay?
But get used
whatever.
To it. But get used to
well,
it.
And illegal to low three. Deal with it.
And then we've got all the hypocrites in the game. And you've already seen Justin Verlander. People are now coming up with quotes from Verlander back when he was with the Tigers in 2017. This was the same season that he was dealt to Houston, okay? And he's sitting there bitching about how the stealing of signs is ruining the game. He's bitching about it. He goes to the Astros, second half of 2017. That's where they just got whacked by the commissioner. He watches it all happening and says nothing.
He's sitting there like he's nothing. In Cleveland with the guy out there with the drum.
Exactly.
He's like, what the hell's going on? I keep hearing a banging. I'm like cheering for a Jose, and I hear this banging in the hallway.
Such
what's
a fraud.
Going on?
They're all frauds. And so you're going to get all of the old-timers coming out of the woodwork, basically justifying the fact that they weren't as good as they should have been because people were cheap.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to become.
Like, it wasn't known back then that people were, you know, nervous and uptight about certain stadiums and certain managers. And I think it's because the football, you saw it in football, too. And ex-players were real honest about what they used to do. I don't think why should you be like Jerry Rice? I use him because he just stands out so much, you know, and he came to stick him because it people will actually automatically think that his stats should be altered based on the fact that he had help catching the ball.
No, the stick was
outlawed.
It's like the gloves today, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, to be honest with you, yeah, the gloves
thing.
Today are basically, yeah, like, they have stick 'em on there.
Right, they're legal stick 'em.
And he used to bitch and complain about that. He used to complain about
but
it.
They have a Nike swoosh on it.
Yeah.
Here's
the thing. So what you did, because I could sit there and I have such a gripe against guys I played against.
Oh, here we go.
Based on the fact that I know they were taking HGH. I knew they were taking steroids. I used to be pissed about it. Because
yeah.
I remember going, I
better.
Got thrown to the ground. I was like, how in the hell is this guy, one, so strong? He's 10 years older than me. Two, have so much energy. So I remember when I just started like doing my own internal investigation. I was like, wow. And I was like, I was like I went undercover. I infiltrated the NFL drug ring because I wanted to figure out what the hell was going on. So sure enough, HGH, I found out how to get it. I actually bought it. I told that story years ago, but I actually bought it.
In Mexico.
I know. I didn't
Tijuana. Was that the radio?
No, that was something else.
Was that something else.
But
I remember that story.
But I remember, like, I remember once I got,
who would
once,
buy
once
anything
they allowed
in
me in, I did.
I know.
I got wrapped. My whole body. My whole body broke into
a wrap. I wouldn't buy a trinket in Tijuana.
The old time guys now. Did you guys hear Piazza yesterday?
No.
Mike Piazza. Really, Mike?
Oh, go ahead. Was he Mark Brunell?
No. Mike Piazza. Go ahead, tough guy.
And, you know, I hope and pray that obviously it's behind the game and that obviously there's being punishments dished out. But there's no excuse for that. In my era, it would have never happened.
Please.
Hell? First of all, his era was the steroid era.
I would tell you. Watch.
Hey, Mike. Stay out of this one. All right?
Oh, my God.
Stay out of this. He says, in my era, you know, guys like Nolan Ryan, dude, that's like me saying, you know, the pretending like me and Dennis Eckersley are the same era.
Right.
Because I played with them my rookie year. Yeah. You didn't play in Nolan Ryan's era. You played in the other era, which is why you should zip it. Got to be kidding me, Mike Piazza. Never happened.
You know what?
He's lucky because he was
holy Jesus.
Well, he was another guy. People
you know
had,
the stuff going on there, Mike.
And people had questions about him. Right. With steroids. A lot of people had questions, and he kind of skated through. Kind of skated through it.
I can't take it anymore. I'm going to tell the truth.
They'll get used to it. I know you hate it.
I need everybody to know that I was an upstanding, rule following guy, and all these other guys were just skirting the rules. Jesus. And every time I went up, I played the game right.
I swear to God,
I should get extra credit for doing it the right way.
Not only are they
baseball players are stupid. They really are. Like, most of them, they really are. They're stupid.
Save that sound
they're
bite,
dumb.
Please.
They don't get it. You know, like, oh, yeah, they used to cheat all the time. They had all of our signs. All right, that's not cheating, dumbass. That's just you being an idiot in a mound and tipping your pitchers. We need to, everybody needs to define what cheating is and what baseball is, or gamesmanship, or organically stealing your ass because you're lazy and stupid. Having a video and doing it live, that's cheating. Because you're a dumbass isn't cheating.
He's wound up.
I mean, seriously.
He's never done this.
I'm fine. Hold on.
He's never done this. He's never talked baseball in January.
You know what? I'm just glad. I know he's so confused right now. Isn't he confused?
Yes.
He's not sure what to do. Next, we're going to have Drew Brees is coming on the show. Wait, what? He's not coming on the show? Aaron Rodgers? No, not Aaron Rodgers? Where's Sapp?
Playing a stupid.
You know what's going to be bad, though? You know what's going to be bad? We're now going to have relatives of dead players,
yeah.
Okay, who are literally going
Ted
to dig their corpse up and basically take us through their entire career all over and how they got screwed. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. Everybody's going to use this now to say, my guy should have been better. My guy got screwed. My guy was clean.
Yo, you're right. But see, Lou, the thing is, like, I say this about NFL players all the time, how stupid they are. Just the stupid things that they do. I'm glad, you know, I'm glad.
Lucy,
misery loves company. You think, baseball players are so smart. No, you're just as dumb. Just as dumb as the next guy.
They're all stupid.
They're all stupid. They all get caught up in the moment. They all want to embellish their stupid stories. And back in my day, like, Piazza, seriously, someone should go smack him in his face. Like, what are you doing? Like, all you did was say, he did was allow, all he did was give somebody a free pass and let's go digging. Let me go dig a little bit.
Yeah.
This
was the steroids. You know, you had idiots out there that were too stupid to realize that they knew they took steroids. They knew it. But then they would come out and actually comment on people who get caught.
Amazing.
And actually act like they're disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, and then so guess
not
what?
On my watch.
Yeah, keep speaking strongly about this guy. Guess what's next, dumbass? Someone's gonna look they're gonna look at your trainer. They're gonna look at your history, and then guess what? You get exposed. Zip it.
There's nobody no excuse for that in my area.
People that took steroids that have the strongest opinion about steroid users, and I was like, shut up. You know all about you. I don't need to hear you talking about you're disgraced and disappointed because so and so got caught. Shut up.
And when that was going on, and that
and
was
same
happening.
Same thing with the sign stealing. Please.
When that was going on during the steroid era, and you probably knew more than anybody, right?
Because I didn't know anything. I stayed out of the office of the MLB.
You knew who was full of crap.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah, because I remember the same thing going, I can't believe this guy is chirping the way he is. Like, he has no bodies buried in his backyard.
Right.
Eventually, some dog is going to roll in and dig it up and say, what about this? Oh, that ain't mine.
You know what the goal in life should be? To just, you know, play your career, okay? Have a good career, make your money, and go live with your family. That's it. Shut up.
Disappear.
If you're not in the media, shut up. Disappear. Don't comment. Leave it alone, because they'll find your ass. Okay, you start getting grandstanded, they'll find you. Just zip it.
All you have to know about baseball, he's right. Baseball players are stupid.
So he said
the guy that destroyed the whole game was Jose Canseco. Not a real bright guy. Not real bright.
Or was he?
All right, we got to get to the phone call. Some people want to talk here.
Seems like he was pretty bright.
Yeah, he's pretty dumb. Here's Arthur in New Hampshire. Hello, Arthur.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
So I got to agree with Lou here because, you know, I've been thinking
Hold on. That baseball players are dumb?
Well, that too.
Okay, well, you don't give a bleep.
Okay, good.
I gotta agree that the fact is nobody cares about these onslaught of scandals that have been happening in baseball forever. The people that call themselves purist fans, oh, you're hurting the integrity of the game. And then the own code of ethics that MLB gives itself. We don't care. Just play the game. Everybody steals signs. And, you know, for example, like the steroids thing, guess what? Without steroids back then, baseball probably would have been ruined. If it wasn't for McGuire and Sosa doing steroids at that point of baseball. So we're used to these scandals, and we're sick of hearing about them. It's just play baseball. Everybody's been stealing signs. Who cares?
Well, obviously somebody does, because a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people lost their reputation, their credibility.
It's going to get worse.
Oh.
It went too far. Everybody should live with one motto. Don't be an a-hole.
Exactly.
That's it.
I thought it was just suck a little.
No, that's the other one. That's the other one.
That's after you've convinced yourself you're not going to be an a-hole.
Don't be an a-hole. There's things you could do that nobody would even question you on.
Here's
They'll
Chuck.
Just look another way. But there's stuff that you go too far, then you're an a-hole, and then you get busted.
Here's Chuck in Plymouth. Chuck.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I want to weigh in on a couple things. First thing is being that going to Fenway Park with what John Henry's doing, why would I want to go to the park? You're raising the ticket prices. Mookie Betts is out of town. You're putting a subpar team on the field with a bunch of rag-on pitchers, and I'm going to go to the game and see what? I mean, you're going to raise the prices on me? And you don't care about winning? You want to save money? Then I should save money as well.
Well, Chuck, I would say they haven't traded anybody away. They got a $230 million payroll.
Yeah, good luck with that.
My second take is on the whole thing with this cheating bit. Major League Baseball's got the only person to blame is themselves. They let electronics come into the dugouts and the bullpens and the whole nine yards. They created the monster.
Yeah, they did. You're right.
They absolutely did.
Yeah.
They don't let that stuff in there. None of that even gets temptation.
Hey,
people
Chuck.
Are like, oh, they should have the credit.
Chuck, quick question.
Yeah.
If Tom Brady leaves the Patriots, you think Robert's going to lower the ticket prices?
That would be a N-O.
Okay, dude. Whatever.
But, you know, I just think,
if Brady leaves and the Patriots are like 9-7,
yep.
You don't think they're going to raise the tickets?
Oh, they'll probably still raise the tickets. As long as the supply and the demand is that way. But baseball is different than football in a lot of ways.
Right.
Guys.
I forgot it is.
Cute little movie.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that it is. Okay, Chuck, thank you.
Compared it to football.
At least you can admit it.
See, it's
Am
good
I wrong?
Compared
you know
to good.
Basketball.
It is
compared
good.
To hockey. It is good we're talking some football.
Okay. Why doesn't hockey have a scandal? Basketball needs a scandal.
No, hockey doesn't have a scandal.
They need a scandal.
They don't have scandal.
I'm just saying, like, you got me all wound up now. Now we're going to hit everything.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be an a-hole. Don't be stupid. Prices go up. They go up. They're going to go up at Gillette. They're going to go up at the Celtics, the Bruins, the Red Sox. They go up.
Make the seats
if Brady
smaller.
Leaves and they got Andy freaking Dalton, your season tickets are going to go up, you jackass. It's just the way it is. You said it's supply and demand, but yet earlier you're bitching and whining and ranting about how the Red Sox prices are going up by like 1%. Good God. Like, just have a brain. And the prices are going up. It's called supply and demand. No Brady, no Belichick. You're going to spend 300 bones a ticket. It doesn't matter. Because if your ass doesn't spend the money, somebody else will.
Yeah, they're going to love him.
Why can't we just figure this thing out? Why can't we figure it out?
Yeah.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hold on. I feel like if we get you going,
God.
If you get yourself going, I feel like we need to work
I'm
to
so
get you back
I'm so tired of
down.
That argument.
Let me see if this
works.
Oh,
this team's going to suck. There's no more Mookie. Mookie's still here. He ain't going anywhere.
Does this work?
I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, Lou.
Shh, calm down.
You have to meet with the Red Sox people tomorrow at 12 noon.
Ticket prices are going up.
Calm down.
How much does it cost to go to a Patriots game?
Screw it.
How much does it cost to go to a Patriots game? $1,500 for a family of four.
$60 to park.
I mean, seriously.
You know the worst part?
Oh, but now the Red Sox. Oh, my God. It cost me like $400 or $500 to go to a game. Yeah, it cost you $1,200 to go to a Pats. And don't make it sound like you go to like 20, 30 games of the Red Sox. You go to three or four. You go to three or four Red Sox games for the price of one Patriots game. Stop your bitching. Holy. Forget it.
Bring him back down again. Can we bring him back down?
Can we do this?
Can we please
can we do
bring
this
him
tomorrow?
Back down?
Because he's going to have Sam Kennedy on tomorrow. I'm sure he's going to have Bloom on. He's going to have Henry on. He's going to have Warner on. He's going to have everybody on tomorrow.
Best friends.
Could we have as the open to that program, Lou's line here about baseball players?
Admit it, Lou. Players are stupid.
No, that's
can
not his. That's
yeah,
no, we want his.
Can we have
players
that?
Are dumb.
They are.
Baseball players are dumb.
That's for tomorrow's show. All right. We got more people bitching about baseball. Old-timers bitching, saying that the whole thing is all fixed. Plus, we've got one of our own guys, a friend of ours.
Speaking of stupid.
Who seems to be breaking stories left and right. And I'm not sure any of them make any sense. We'll get to all of that coming up next and more of your phone calls.
451.
The only way you can take WEEI with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Bow! It's Mike Jam. It's Friday. I love when I get to talk about my good friends at the Northeast Men's Clinic on a Friday, because every guy should go into the weekend knowing that he can do what he needs to do with confidence. But before that, did you know, guys, that ED impacts up to half men of aged 50 and older, as well as lots of guys as young as their 20s and 30s. So those two knuckleheads back there, they at some point in time, they may have an issue. Oh. Not saying that you do. I'm just saying that it impacts guys in their 20s and 30s, too. So you're not, you know, you're still part of that process. Thanks to the Northeast Men's Clinic, many of you no longer need to struggle with erectile dysfunction and the avoidance or low self-esteem it can bring. The local ED experts at the Northeast Men's Clinic have successfully treated thousands of men with ED, and they can likely help you, too. So if you're experiencing ED and doing nothing about it, how's that going to help? It won't. See the ED professionals at the Northeast Men's Clinic and start improving your quality of life and happiness this week. So here's a great deal for you. Because even if you don't have a lot of money or have a great job, this is a great deal. Because your initial visit is just $99. That's it, $99. It includes a medical consultation, a PSA, and a testosterone test. And if you're medically advised, a test dose of their ED treatment. Now, if that test dose doesn't work in their office, your visit is free. You get that $99 back. Call them up at 617-793-5000 to set up your appointment. 617-793-5000 or online at northeastmensclinic.com. Why live with ED when Northeast Men's Clinic can help?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. We mentioned Jack McDowell. He hasn't pitched in the big leagues in 20 years. By the way, pretty good pitcher, I would say, Lou. Won a Cy Young 1 year. Pitched for a bunch of different teams. But he was a pretty damn good pitcher. And yet, he, 20 years, hasn't pitched in 20 years. Here he goes. He's going to be the whistleblower.
We had a system in Old Comiskey Park in the late 80s. Gatorade sign out in right center had a light. There was a toggle switch in the manager's office and a camera zoomed in on the catcher. Okay? I'm going to whistle blow this now because I'm getting tired of this crap. There's that. There was that. Tony La Russa is the one who put it in. He was also the head, the first team of all the team of people doing steroids, yet he's still in the game making $500,000. No one's going to go after that. It's just the stuff's getting old where they target certain guys and let other people off the hook. And, you know, like the media doesn't know that this all happened, what's going on. Everybody knows. Everybody who's been around the game knows all this stuff. Why all of a sudden it became a big thing, I have no idea.
Ooh, can I say why?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ooh, me? Pick on me.
Yep, you're right.
Because they told them to stop and they did it anyways.
Yep.
I would agree with them. Everybody knew. I mean, hell, you talk to baseball players, you know, modern day, olden days, whatever, future guys. They didn't listen to the commissioner. They made their bed, now sleep in it.
Yeah, but Jack's too dumb to realize that. It doesn't matter what Tony La Russa did. Oh, no. You got a whistleblow because you're tired of it? What did you solve?
Yeah, what are you whistleblowing?
What are you putting to a stop? Like, what are you stopping, Jack?
How does he know?
What are you whistleblowing?
What are you
whistleblowing? It's already been done.
Okay, great. He used video. Awesome. You think he was the only one? But did the league say, listen, we know what you're doing. Stop. At that point on, it's illegal. People can come out and chirp all you want about what used to happen in the 70s and 80s and 90s. But until the league says, we know what you're doing, we're going to ask everybody to stop. This, Zip it.
If you know
I'm
going to
whistle blow this thing. I'm going to stop it right now. Stop what?
Can I'm going to whistle blow this now because I'm getting tired of this crap.
Okay, what would you settle?
Like, you got to whistle blow in the 80s.
Jesus.
You got to squeal and rat in the 80s. Now everybody's telling their own personal story. Yeah, I'm sick of it too. Hey, one time back in band camp, stop. So nobody cares.
So
it's irrelevant.
Here's who cares.
Irrelevant.
Here's who cares.
Who cares?
The media cares. So the media are going to keep on putting all of these old farts on TV, on radio.
We should find our own.
We should. They're going to get all of those old guys. They're going to prop them up right now. And they're going to get them out there, and they're going to tell you because it's great TV. It's great video. Ah, they cheated. We all cheated. You're going to get that. And it's what is it going to do to baseball? It's going to kill
Nothing.
It.
No.
It's going to kill it.
So it, when old-time football players or basketball, I mean, I can't really say anything. What would basketball players do to cheat? Like, there's nothing they could do.
Well, they had scandals in basketball.
What?
Well, they had the
what scandal?
Well, they had all the druggy stuff in the late 70s.
That's not a scandal. Like, you know, trying to that's like, hey, I'm doing coke, I'm doing blow, whatever. That's not really
college,
what we're talking about.
You had cheating with
cheating
the,
scandal,
with betting,
but
the BC,
that was college. The BC. No, but inside the game, trying to get an advantage in a basketball game, what are you doing, all-powerful Ordway?
Donahue, whatever his name is, the official.
Tim Donahue.
Oh, okay.
Donahue.
That's cheating.
But that, to me, isn't a player. That is an individual. No. It's players. We're talking about players. Players and coaches on a basketball court that are actively trying to get an edge by doing what?
There are players who will put like baby oil or Vaseline on their arms to make them slippier.
That's not a big deal.
Keep your mouth shut.
The only thing you can say there is stronger steroids, HGH, whatever.
Yeah,
it might be.
Sure.
That's about it.
But everybody does that.
All right, well, at least if you were watching TV last night,
I'm looking at that video
at 6 o'clock, and you were watching NBC Sports Boston, you found out exactly what happened to Alex Cora. As Gary Tangway was just in a mood last night where he was just going to rifle them out, fire out, scoop after scoop after scoop.
Scoops Tangway.
According to a source, I like saying it too.
What are you doing?
I talked to you today. Sox owner John Henry.
Gary talked to a lot of people today.
Hold on one second.
Again,
he talked
to one person. No.
That's Trenny's. My guess.
Is that Trenny?
One guy.
Yes.
Trenny just stomp on his breaking news?
Yes.
Just like he does with you.
God, what the hell? Turn her mic off. Somebody turn her mic off.
Why is he not realizing this more?
It happens all the time.
You realize that?
You're
right. Baseball players are stupid if you haven't figured it out yet.
You should say something.
And she does it. Why is Tangway going so fast? If you're breaking a scoop,
he's reading.
And you've got a source, but it's ready. Quick. Go ahead.
Because he's reading.
Here we go.
According to a source, I like saying it too, I talked to you today. Sox owner John Henry.
Gary talked to a lot of people today. He skipped his nap.
John Henry had every intention to keep Alex Cora as the Red Sox manager, despite Cora's impending suspension from Major League Baseball. When the possibility arose that the Red Sox could be stripped of their 2018 World Series title, the owner threw him out of the boat. The owner gave up his manager. Sacrificial lamb. The word is both the Red Sox and the Astros are nervous they could lose their championships. A lot of anxiety at Fenway Park, I was told.
First of all, was Gary at the club with the music in the background? What are we doing here?
They were watching that Aaron Hernandez special and said, you know what? We should play music behind Gary when he talks to make it more dramatic. I couldn't even hear what he was saying.
It's breaking news.
Can I just say this, and we'll play it again if you missed any of it.
Can we play it without the music?
Because I think people might have missed it. First of all, we love Gary. This is the most foolish thing I've ever heard. But go ahead. Play it again for Christian so he can pick it up.
According to a source, I like saying it too, I talked to you today. Sox owner John Henry.
Gary talked to a lot of people today.
John Henry had every intention to keep Alex Cora as the Red Sox manager, despite Cora's impending suspension from Major League Baseball. When the possibility arose that the Red Sox could be stripped of their 2018 World Series title, the owner threw him out of the boat. The owner gave up his manager. Sacrificial lamb. The word is both the Red Sox and the Astros are nervous they could lose their championships. A lot of anxiety at Fenway Park, I was told.
All right, you want to go there?
Go ahead.
I don't know if I even want to.
No, it's stupid.
I don't believe it.
It's stupid because
I'll say this, Rob Manfred. What'd I do?
No. Club music.
Oh, you give me some music. Yeah. Okay. Through 75,000 emails or 65,000 emails, rather.
Yeah.
68 individuals, thorough investigation with the Houston Astros, nailed them, had them dead to rights. Knew the scheme, knew what they were doing, knew they were using it. He didn't strip or vacate one single win from the Houston Astros.
Because he can't.
It's part of his conclusion.
He can't do it.
He also did not vacate the World Series in 2017.
after he caught him red-handed.
Right.
So, Gary, I'm supposed to believe that he said, you know, I'm not going to do anything to the Astros, but, John, I'm going to strip you of the World Series. Can you imagine if Major League Baseball took the World Series from the Red Sox and not the Astros?
That's not going to happen.
Even, makes who no would sense. Ever believe this?
Nobody.
Well, no, I tell you who would. Someone who just doesn't realize that Rob Manfred already announced that they wouldn't vacate wins or the World Series from the Houston Astros.
So the source probably
So people still think it's in play.
So the source didn't read the 9-page investigation.
So.
Yeah.
So
okay. It made no sense, when I saw it last night. And exactly what Lou said. The commissioner has already told everybody that the one thing we're not going to do is strip teams of the championship. Can't do it. First of all, everybody's going to sue. Because you've already put together merchandise and everything else.
The commissioner's
else with
already announced
that. He can't do that, Lou.
What makes you think he said that to John Henry? How could you believe that?
He's not saying that.
The owner threw him out of the boat.
Threw him out!
Gary knows how to give a source information. He knows how to throw that source.
It's more likely if the commissioner...
Threw him out of the boat.
If the commissioner got involved, the commissioner said something to John Henry that will give a lighter sentence or something like that. If you're the one that hacks Alex Cora so that we don't have to do it, because I can't get him with the Houston investigation. So that would lead to what Lou said yesterday, that it's going to be a lighter sentence on Boston because they didn't do anything. But the commissioner still wants to get at Alex Cora because of what he did in Houston. He wants to get at Carlos Beltran for what he did in Houston. And the only way he can get to him is to get Boston and the New York Mets to go along with getting rid of him. Because those were the only two guys that were mentioned in that report.
I really don't think I don't think Manfred had anything to do with what happened to Beltran or Alex.
But that makes more logical sense than
But I love
Gary's
Gary.
Report.
Catch him 6 to 8, NBC Sports Boston. Right. Very entertaining. Good show.
Tell Gary if he has... Usually, you just drop one big nugget at a time.
Oh, no, he was on a
He wanted to drop. He wanted to diarrhea, just vomit all over the microphone.
Well, he had one very informed individual.
Hold on, wait. Was it the same guy?
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Did we miss something? Because we're happy to say that Gary is healthy again, and he looks terrific on TV.
He looks great.
Did he announce he was retiring yesterday?
No announcement.
And he wanted to just fire it out, get three scoops.
I've been holding on to this for some time.
And then walk in the sunset. Or he walks out of the corridor. Yeah.
And
NBC
I thought Thursday
Sports
night
Boston,
is our highest rated show.
And there's Trenny giving him a sign in the background, something like that.
And Trenny's like, hey, give me one of those scoops. Let me break it with him.
Unbelievable. All right, let me take a couple phone calls, and then we'll get to Gary's football scoop because we do want to talk football. We get the conference championships, and we got Lombardi today at 4 o'clock. Here's Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good, Ray.
Ray.
So I just kind of wanted to throw this out there, and I've been thinking about it. And I'm glad that these teams got caught cheating because everybody keeps talking about, oh, juice baseballs. But it's pretty obvious that they were just swinging away at fastballs when you seen that a fastball was coming. So it's obvious that this launch angle error hopefully is going to be over soon because it's awful. And it's awful.
Ray, I don't know why you're putting the two together, to be honest with you.
Think about it.
Well, last year they put delays in the room to make it – almost impossible, right, for you to steal signs last year?
Yeah.
You do realize how many home runs everybody hit last year, right? Nothing changed.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
Yeah,
there you go. All right. Like Tangway's scoop, this one goes by the boards. Doesn't really work.
Sometimes I feel like the callers are just like Mark James. They don't know anything.
We're going to get to Mark James.
Which is fine, but a guy that's on the radio probably should know a few things.
Do you hear about this?
Well, can you hear explain? Just explain arbitration for them all, please.
No, I'm going to apparently.
I love this song.
Sit down with Mark for about 30 minutes, maybe an hour, to explain what the hell it is.
We got to get to more James because James took some shots. Let me go to Rich. Rich is in Brockton, Massachusetts. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing today,
great,
guys?
Rich.
Big fan. Why couldn't the commissioner just tell not to display the pitcher during the game, no matter what game it is? Can't they just keep
not the pitcher? Then what happens to the viewer?
Off the pitcher.
What happens to the viewer?
Off the catcher. Just keep the camera off the catcher. No signs, no nothing. You can't see anything.
So wait a minute. When we're watching TV, we're only going to be able to see half the game, the hitter, and I can't see the pitcher?
No, well, you're not allowed to show the catcher giving his signs. Don't film him when he's giving his signs. That's when they film him. That's the only time they film him.
Well, why do you realize it's got nothing to do with TV?
The only time he's on camera,
right?
Is when he's giving his signs.
Rich, this has nothing to do with TV. Like the game you watch on Nesson, it's not what they're using. It's got nothing to do with that. They're using a monitor to put out there. More cameras are put out for instant replay. Teams are taking some of those monitors and they put them directly on the catcher. Okay, they're putting their own monitors out there. It's got nothing to do with what you're watching.
Hey, Rich. I thought it was an instant replay from the TV.
Rich,
it was their own personal monitor.
Rich, I'll give you an example of it. When you're watching a game, you are actually seeing the game delayed by 5 or 6 seconds.
Listen to the radio.
Oh, just and like watch the radio the game. Station here.
Yeah.
Yes, like the radio station.
Is that okay?
So that Lou can't swear.
Something
we have to have a button.
Funny.
We have to have a button for Lou every time he, you know, lets out a
Sweet Caroline in the eighth.
Yeah, exactly. Sweet Caroline.
Are they playing Sweet Caroline like Tuesday when the news came out into that introductory press conference?
No, they're going to be playing it tomorrow, though, when you're out there at the MGM Springfield.
Things are so good. Woo-hoo! Yeah, can't be better.
Blake's in Nashua, New Hampshire. Hello, Blake.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So I have kind of like a hypothetical, just kind of question I'd love to hear your guys' response on. Why, like, obviously the commissioner said don't film and don't let your batters know what's going on, like what pitch is coming, but couldn't you consider that just like a strategy to let your batter know what pitcher is going to be coming, to study your opponent's pitching and everything that's going on? Let them know and give them some sort of advantage so we can have a more hits
how do you
and
do
more
that?
Home runs in a game.
How do you do that?
Well, like how? Well, isn't that what they were doing? They were banging the trash cans and this pitch is coming.
Can't
like,
do that. You can't because that's.
I know you can't
Blake,
do that.
Blake, what you're saying is 100% correct. The question is, how are you acquiring this information?
Right.
That's the only thing that's in question.
You can steal signs. You can steal signs, Blake.
You can steal everything.
Yeah. It's all legal. But
you can't do it live
right.
from the video replay room. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, but like I guess the hypothetical is why not? That's what I'd like to hear from you guys. Why can't you do that? Like it seems
it's
like
cheating.
It could just be a valid strategy.
Well, let's give an example.
Cheating because we call it cheating. Couldn't you just, if you didn't consider it cheating, then it's not cheating.
Well, let me ask you this. Where's the competitive balance go, Blake? If you are a pitcher, you are a batter, and suddenly the signal is given by the catcher, and suddenly the batter now can hear the trash can, and there are two hits on the side of the trash can, and he knows that it's a curveball. He's going to know exactly what's coming at him. The whole idea of a pitcher and a hitter for the batter is to decide to try to guess what the pitcher's throwing at him based on the set of circumstances.
Because those pitchers are deceiving.
Right, exactly.
They don't throw the same thing every time.
Right. So that's the key. So if you had a pitcher, you could have the best pitcher in the world. You tell me, Lou, guy throws the ball 100 miles an hour. All he does is throw a fastball every single time.
Yeah.
You're going to get to him.
Well,
you're eventually going to get to
Matt
him.
Matt Barnes.
Right. Matt Barnes. Great example. You're going to get to him.
Yeah.
So the idea of the game is to throw different stuff. The breaking pitch out of the strike zone. Schilling talked about that. It's out of the strike zone. So you think one thing, and next thing you know, you're swinging. It's out of the strike zone.
Like, we've had people say all the time before, you know, I could get in a batter's box against a major league pitcher and get a hit.
Yep.
Okay.
This guy right here.
All right. So you could take batting practice, take live BP, and a pitcher's like, okay, fastballs. And he'll throw you whatever, maybe about the 10th one, just fastballs. Here they come. You might foul one off. Maybe you make contact. Okay? Okay, now we're going to throw curveballs. And after about the 6th one, you might figure it out. 10th one, I don't know. For you, maybe 30th. And then you might actually start making contact. And then you say, here comes a changeup. Here comes a slider. So he'll give you one pitch for 20 pitches in a row. And you start making contact and feel good about yourself. And then he looks at you and says, okay, ready? I'm not telling you what's coming.
Wait, ready for what?
I'm not telling you what's coming. That's hitting. That's pitching. If you know what I mean? Like, the fact that I don't know what's coming makes me miss a fastball by a split second. The fact I don't know what's coming makes me out in front of that changeup just enough, or chase the curveball, chase the slider. When you know what's coming and guys tip, it does make it a lot easier. That's why, you know, we talk about some games. When I watch a baseball game and I'm seeing guys with some nasty stuff, split, slider, and I see the location just off the plate and down, the guys are spitting on it, not even offering. That's a red flag that he's tipping. Can't lay off that pitch.
So, but wait,
should
so,
never
but,
lay off that.
But then,
pitch.
But okay, so that's tipping. So and
sometimes guys just guess whatever.
So if somebody's got some information on what's coming, it is going to help a lot.
No question.
A lot.
Oh, okay, because I felt like all week you've been saying how it's not a big deal.
No,
it doesn't
said it's
really
hard,
help.
Hard to
There's
do.
There's a
it.
Huge difference
it's
between knowing what's coming and actually relaying, having that sign at
so
second
process,
base and relaying.
So the mechanics of it, but once if you do get it right, obviously.
Well, that's what
I'm saying. It's almost.
Okay, I thought he was saying the other
thing. In 2019, I know that they're still paranoia, but really, really hard to steal signs from second. Really, really hard. Now, from second base, I can tell you location because the catch is lazy. I might be able to tell you the pitch is coming because the pitcher's showing me at second what he's throwing. He's not throwing the showing the hitter, but he's showing me. I could relay that. But as far as sign sequence goes, it's so complicated, and they change it every third or fourth pitch. Good effing luck.
But the trash can, that you can tell.
Trash can,
that's easy.
About.
That's easy.
And real quick, I know we got a break because the talk about arrogant. How obvious is it that you're banging a trash can in the middle of a packed ballpark
with
all these eyes? It really is. So it really is. Talk about just not giving a crap.
But
you're banging. It's like one of these things doesn't belong here.
But he's right, though. Baseball players are stupid. How did they not pick that up right out of the gate? First game, some team tried to use it. The trash can.
Wouldn't you be like, what the hell are you doing?
Why did they? Why every are they single pitch.
I'm with you.
Is this like the Indians game with the guy out there with the banging the drums? Why is
it? You know, nobody picks up on it. Or they do, but they go, well, screw it. What are you going to do?
Well, we now have looked at video, and we've heard announcers mention it. Where's that noise
it's
coming
amazing.
From?
Yeah.
But nobody figured out what it was for?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me all
amazing.
The time? You're right. Baseball players are
stupid. They're dumb.
They're stupid.
It's confirmed.
What I say?
They're dumb.
Stupid.
Stupid. Dumb baseball players.
Baseball players are stupid.
talking about that, Tangway's got more scoops.
Oh, God.
And then Mark James actually calls Lou stupid. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.